This is Ed.
And Kathy for Kids, Earth, and Skies. Connor writes, my town sometimes has an ozone alert to tell us that there's too much ozone in the air. But then I hear about the hole in the ozone layer. How can there not be enough ozone and too much at the same time?
Connor, ozone is a natural part of Earth's atmosphere. When it's high up in the atmosphere, ozone helps protect life on Earth from harmful ultraviolet rays. They're from the sun. But Earth's ozone layer has been getting thinner, and there's also an ozone hole that comes and goes over the continent of Antarctica.
But in cities, ozone comes from car exhaust and industrial emissions. It's urban smog. When this ozone gets into your eyes, it burns, and it makes you cough.
So, why can't we take this smog and use it to patch the ozone hole? It turns out you'd have to replace about 60 million tons of ozone. No planes in the world can carry such large cargoes and fly at such high altitudes.
Yeah, and even if you could get it up there, the same chemical reactions that formed the hole in the first place would also quickly break down our man-made supply. So the ozone hole would still be there. Connor, thanks for your question.
Hey, and thanks to the National Science Foundation for making our show possible.
Yeah.
You'll hear about everything on the Earth.
And in the sky.
On Kids, Earth, and Sky.